You're listening to Mornings on ABC Radio Canberra.
Challenges we face in life are not meant to break us, but make us stronger. So says Tendai Ganga, who is our third and final fantastic finalist in the multicultural section of the ABC Canberra Community Spirits Award. Tendai does loads. She broadcasts on Canberra Christian Radio and Canberra Multicultural Service Radio. The founder and CEO of Born to Shine, a women empowerment organisation, amongst her many efforts, she served as a peacekeeper in the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Kosovo. There's so many other things that you do, Tendai, and it is a privilege, can I say, to speak with you, at least over the phone this morning. Congratulations on being a finalist in the awards.
Thank you so much.
How does a life like yours unfold, Tendai, where it's such a life of service to support others?
It is rewarding, to see the transformation that comes when I give people the platform to shine and say, hey, there is life beyond divorce, life beyond challenges, because as you know, we all go through some difficult situations and even worse now, with this COVID and unplanned maybe lockdown for Canberrians, for example. So, yes, so it comes with it. We face challenges like I did myself as well, because what I do, it was all birthed from a place of crushing, pressing, brokenness, where I would have lost my life through suicide. But by the grace of God, my life was preserved for a purpose to save others from committing suicide, a purpose to comfort, strengthen, and even encourage others to rise and shine, because I believe we are born to shine. So that reward keeps me going.
I was going to say, what we're going through right now in many ways would pale to your life story, what you have done. Facing those challenges you've always already mentioned, settling in this country you now call home, being diagnosed with lupus, raising your three kids through all of this, and as I mentioned, serving as a peacekeeper. How is it that you have had the fortitude, the strength to see through all those challenges?
Yeah, my strength comes from God, because I am a believer, and I strongly believe that without God's grace and power, I wouldn't have made it today. Because when I was going through tough times, because settling in Australia, like everyone thinks that, oh, I'm going for greener pastures. Mm. The greener pastures were not green for me. Because when I came, I couldn't come even with my family.
Oh, wow.
So I left my three young children back in Zimbabwe, where I come from, with their father. And the youngest, she was just 6 months, turning 7 months when I came as a registered nurse. So imagine the roller coaster of emotions, leaving my family far, far away and coming to a new country. And I was coming from being in charge of a police hospital. I was a chief inspector, which is equivalent to a captain. And I'm coming to work in a ward back on the floor. So the transition of working in a new environment, and I'm leaving my baby. I have to settle here, and I was staying in a one room at the hospital. So it was tough for me. And even though I had to work hard, try to adjust, and then I managed to bring my family, my husband then could not find a job.
Wow.
I feel, emotional just relating to that. Like it impacted on my health, because when I came, I was healthy. Mm-hmm. I was never on any medication. But the emotional stress that I went through, my health gave in, and I was diagnosed with lupus, because I woke up with this pain, crushing pain, and when I went to the doctors, that's when I was diagnosed with lupus. And a few years down the line, because I was on these medications, prednisolone, which affected my mood, these mood swings, So it impacted on so many things. My marriage then broke down. So I was left with those three young children alone to look after them with this ill health. And it was too much for me, to the extent that I thought I should just take my life. And I remember walking to this bush, and there was a rock. How I climbed on it, I don't even know, because, I was just like hopeless.
Mm.
And I had my medications with me.
The thing is, Tendai Ganga, as you say, you've managed to come through the other side of it. I think there's such power to your experience of coming to this country, the challenges and the non-green pastures, as you say. How much has your life experience, the way you've shared it and managed to give strength to others, helped new arrivals here, people who now proudly call themselves Canberran?
Yes, so I thank God for that moment where I wanted to take my life, that He saved me. So I have birthed new gifts, purpose, light through that breakthrough that I managed. Mm. And that's how then I wrote a book, first of all. I wrote my first book, which is titled Let Your Light Shine, How to Get Rid of Darkness from Your Life. And then from it, I went on to launch an organization, Born to Shine, which is meant as well to give a platform to women, even though I've extended it to youth, to families. So, because the challenges that we face, they don't segregate whether you are old, young,
no,
whoever you are. So it's about giving that purpose. And as I progressed, you know, there's been birthing of one project after the other, and came the Zimbabwe radio program, of which we broadcast on the Canberra Multicultural Service radio station. And I've used it as well to educate, to strengthen and pass information, especially on this COVID-19 as well. And I've brought some guests to talk about resilience through the platforms. And I also have got my own platforms as well, the YouTube, and I'm a blogger. So I share daily those messages of hope, messages to build self-worth in people.
And it carries,
and I whilst,
carries so many people through, I'm sure, depending, and regardless yes. of nearly of their personal experience, but the common traits of managing to stay on and to be resilient. What is the most rewarding thing for you about that, when you know you've made a positive impact in someone's life, especially if they're having a hard time?
Yes, there are testimonies that have come through of people sharing their journey. And I remember there's a woman who wanted to even go back to her country because she gave up and she's like, I can't take it anymore.
Mm.
So because of the experiences, the pain that I've experienced, when someone comes, I can relate and I give myself, you know, time to listen. People out there, they want someone to listen, someone who can listen to them, someone who can hold them. So I have, of course, been acknowledged. I've been nominated in so many awards, even though maybe I might not come up as a winner, but just being acknowledged, it's rewarding on its own. Though my focus is to make a difference in someone's life by just being there and provide those platforms. I host conferences, and I'm sure maybe some people, they've shared some photos there as well. Platforms where we bring even finances. Financial problems are a big
yes.
cause of maybe family violence as well. So I bring guests from different government services so that they can come with this information to empower the community. We have had a police superintendent to come and touch on youth crimes in our last Haiti, where we were talking about parenting in a diverse cultural background, because it comes with its own challenges.
The whole aspect of this is about compassion and true empathy, which you have amongst so many different talents in your life experience. Tendai, it is great to speak with you. Congratulations on being a finalist in these Community Spirit Awards. And it's really great just to hear a bit about your story. Thank you for providing it.
Thank you so much.
Tendai Ganga, who is CEO and founder of Born to Shine. Look it up in the search engine if you want more details to see and hear a bit more of all the things that Tendai has brought to bear to support others through her really challenging and then ultimately rewarding life, and where she gets that strength from. If this discussion has raised issues for you that you want to discuss with someone right now, Lifeline has trained counsellors 24/7 on the end of the phone. 13 11 14 is the number to call. That is 13 11 14.
You're listening to Saturday Mornings on ABC Radio Canberra.